Hello, and welcome back to my Y2K diary. We're still in June. Saturday, 12th of June, Danielle's bathroom, 3:37 p.m. Just came in here to write. Have had a fab day with Danielle and Maisie. They live quite near each other on Elvetham Heath, which is basically this big estate filled with new build houses that all look exactly the same. All of my school friends live on the heath. I sometimes feel quite jealous of their shiny, modern houses while I live in this ancient Edwardian semi on a main road. I'm convinced my house is haunted. What if people died of the plague in there? Anyway, today was a good day as revelations were made. Maisie's cool older sister told her about this hole in a fence at the back of the park that some mates of hers had made, which leads you out to the motorway services. So today we went to go and see if it was true, and it is. If you're small enough, which we are, you can crawl through it and cross over a road and then you're there. Turns out Fleet Services is so cool. No wonder people are always mentioning it when I say where I'm from. It truly is a landmark of the highways. It's got the triumvirate of fast food outlets, a Burger King, a KFC, and a Mackey's. We decided on Mackey's in the end. It's a classic for a reason. Plus, we only had a couple of quid, so the saver menu seemed like the most economical option. Once the food had been ordered, we could settle down to discuss the great issues of the day. "Would you rather go bright purple when embarrassed, or sweat so much you soak your clothes?" Danielle asked. "Hmm," said Maisie, nibbling a chip. "Probably the purple thing. I already go purple when I'm cold." "But hang on, we need some clarification here," I said. "When you say go purple, do you mean like blushing purple, or your whole body goes purple, a la Violet Beauregard?" "The second one," said Danielle. "Full Beauregard." "In that case, I think I'd have to take the sweat," I said. "At least that's a normal bodily reaction." "But you'd be so uncomfortable. At least you wouldn't be able to feel yourself turning purple," said Maisie. "A good point," I conceded. "And maybe the purple thing would be a good talking point." Oh God, I can hear shouting downstairs. I better go and see what's kicked off. 8:23 p.m, the attic at Marlow Towers. OMG, Danielle only went and blabbed to her mum about us going to the services. She was fuming, saying she'd completely betrayed her trust and she'll never be able to look at Danielle in the same way again. I think it's become clear where Danielle gets her flair for the dramatics from. Maisie and I awkwardly hid in the kitchen and then we saw ourselves out. I walked Maisie home before continuing back to mine. "So what the hell happened while I was in the loo?" "Oh God, it was awful. Danielle's mum asked if we wanted something to eat, and we said no, but she just kept prodding, saying, 'Oh, go on, surely you'll be starving, you've been at the park all afternoon.' And then Danielle just came out with it." "No, Danielle just shrugged and said she wasn't hungry. Then she started on me and said, 'Go on, Maisie, you'll waste away if you don't eat anything. No need to be polite.' I was like, 'Honestly, I'm fine.' Then she suddenly just kicked off, saying that she knew we were hiding something. It's like she's psychic. So then Danielle started shouting back at her. She came out with the whole story. And then..." Maisie gulped. "Then she slapped her."
"She slapped her?"
"Yep. Honestly, I was so shocked I just had to leave the room. Now, don't get me wrong. My mum can shout at me like she's on EastEnders when she wants to. But neither of my parents have ever slapped me. Isn't that illegal nowadays? Actually starting to feel quite bad for Danielle now." When I got home, I immediately went on MSN to tell the rest of the girls what had happened that afternoon, but also to see if Nico was online. He was! Tegan: "Hey stranger, kiss. If you want something in life, sometimes you have to be bold." Nico: "Sup." Tegan: "NM you?" Nico: "NM." Tegan: "What you been up to?" Nico: "NM." Okay, this conversation is a total dead end. Need to spice it up a little. Tegan: "Would you rather go bright purple when embarrassed or sweat so much you soak your clothes?" Nico: "WTF. Tegan: "Answer the question." Nico: I guess I sweat a lot when I play football anyway, so the sweat one?" Tegan: "Yeah, that makes sense. I think I'd do the purple one, because at least it'd be a good talking point." Nico: "Okay, lol. God, he's lucky he's good looking, because he doesn't offer much in terms of intellectual stimulation. Maybe he's had a bad day. Or maybe Nikita was right. He'd rather have someone less random and more boobs. Ugh. Why can't I look like one of them from Girls Aloud? Although they famously can't speak French, and I apparently do too much of that, it seems." Monday, 14th of June, form, 8:10 a.m. "Decided to walk to school this morning. I did miss the bus, but that's not the point. I also need to be healthy and fit. Apparently walking is actually really good exercise. Cheryl Tweedy swears by it." I met Nikita halfway and filled her in on my conversation with Nico. I cannot believe he said that to him. Why? The conversation was running dry. I needed to switch it up. So ask him about his weekend. Don't start bringing sweating into it. If I asked him about his weekend, he would have just said NM. I had to ask him something that he couldn't just NM his way out of. By the way, if any old people are reading this in like 100 years from now, firstly, congratulations. You should absolutely put this in a museum. And secondly, NM means not much, and it really is the greatest conversation killer of our generation. There were definitely better things you could have said. Oh, okay, fine, I panicked. How was your weekend anyway? Amazing, said Nikita, her eyes suddenly lighting up. I got another letter from Bryce. Bryce is Nikita's pen pal in America. He lives in Florida, which is just beyond cool. They met at Disneyland last Easter, and they've been exchanging letters ever since. It is so romantic. He is absolutely besotted with her, and I think Nikita should make him her boyfriend immediately. Long distance is so chic. Alas, she wants to keep him on the back burner while she explores other options at home. Honestly, she's so promiscuous. Do you have the letter with you? Obvs. I was going to show everyone at lunch. Can I have a preview? No. Oh, go on, please. Fine, but just the first paragraph. And just to preface this, no, I'm not going to do the American accent. Dear Nikki, how are you? We're all good here. Weather is crazy hot. It's like 95 degrees. Oh wait, you guys don't have the same temperature measuring thing as we do, right? I don't know what the equivalent would be in England. I guess you could look it up on your computer. Before I could read any further, she snatched the letter off me. That's all you're getting. What? That's nothing. So he doesn't know what centigrade is and he can't be bothered to go and look it up himself. All I'm taking from this is that he's both thick and lazy. Well, he's absolutely not, and you'll find out more at lunch. I must say, I'm not exactly hanging off the edge of my seat here. 1:30 p.m, ICT. Mr. Van Heerden is, as usual, doing God knows what at his desk, so I've got time for a quick update. Plus, I've decided to play hard to get with Nico. I won't allow myself to be embarrassed in front of him. It's much better if he just thinks I'm too cool for him, so I'll just write in here and act aloof. At lunch, Nikita showed us the full letter. Dear Nikki, how are you? We're all good here. Weather is crazy hot. It's like 95 degrees. Oh wait, you guys don't have the same temperature measuring thing as we do, right? I don't know what the equivalent would be in England. I guess you could look it up on your computer. Oh God, why am I talking about the weather? Everybody knows you don't talk to English girls about the weather. What's new with you? Mum and Dad are super excited about the presidential elections. They've just announced the Democratic candidate is this guy called Barack Obama, but he's got no chance. My parents said that if this Obama guy wins, we'd have to give up our guns. So go Romney. I miss you so much. I think about you all the time. I feel like these letters just aren't enough for me. Do y'all have MSN in England? If so, you gotta add me. Then we can talk face to face, almost, via webcam. Winking face. My address is brycealicious@hotmail.com. Don't ask. Stupid Peter made it for me. Love, Bryce. I have so many questions, said Sarah. What do you mean? Said Nikita, folding it back up and putting it neatly back in her school bag. First of all, why the hell is he talking to you about presidential elections? As if we care about that over here. Actually, I interjected, I feel like it's important to keep up to date on international affairs, not least America, who basically run the world. Okay, fine, Sarah conceded. Second question, who's Peter? His brother, Nikita explained. Right, and lastly, why does he want to webcam chat with you on MSN? Oh, calm down, Sarah, said Nikita. I'm sure he just means talking face to face. It does seem a bit dodgy, said Louise. What if it's not even him? What if it's some pervy old man pretending to be him? I saw a thing about that on the news. Of course it's him, I said. How would an old man get her actual home address and send her a letter with his MSN address? You've been watching too much TV, Louise, and not the good kind. I think it sounds romantic, said Maisie. He's clearly obsessed with you. A bit too obsessed if you ask me, said Sarah. Louise nodded sheepishly in agreement. You lot are so unadventurous, said Nikita, rolling her eyes. I'm going to add him anyway. Moving on swiftly, I said, how does everyone feel about going to Snap this Friday? Snap as in the disco, said Louise. No, Snap the critically acclaimed card game. Obviously Snap the disco. You know how my mum feels about it, said Sarah, peeling her orange. Yeah, but do you want to go, said Nikita, because if so, that shouldn't stand in your way. My mum's a police officer, it's not that easy. Why are we even going to Snap, whined Louise. To be honest, I've never been drawn in by it. Isn't it just crap disco lights and bland pop music, said Maisie. Yes, but Nico goes all the time, so he'll definitely be there, I said, and things are a bit frosty between us at the moment. I need to do some damage control. It's not just Nico, it's all the popular kids too. We should be establishing ourselves on their level, said Nikita. Who cares about that, said Maisie. I just want to be me. That sounds like something you'd get on a pencil case in W.H. Smith, I snorted. 8:49 p.m, the attic at Marlow Towers. Decided to broach the idea of Snap at dinner tonight. Once I'd reassured Mum and Dad that it was definitely an underage disco at the community centre, and Kai added that it was so lame, they didn't have any issues with it. They then mentioned that on Saturday night they're going to a party at the Murphys, Shannon's parents. Shannon will be there, so obs I'm going to come along too, but God, I don't know why Mum and Dad still bother. Some of their mates are beyond tragic, still raving well into their 40s. I mean, I ask you. Thursday, 17th of June, Heart Shopping Centre, 4:13 p.m. Currently in the new look changing rooms on an emergency after school shopping trip. Thank God for birthday money, as I simply needed a new outfit for Snap tomorrow night. I've already managed to find something. A gorgeous white rah-rah skirt with a pink halter neck top and a chunky black leather belt to tie it all together. We're now just working on Nikita, Danielle and Sarah. It's a shame the fleet is so retail challenged. The only good shops we have are New Look and, at a push, Peacocks. This town was simply not built for the youth. People keep moaning about how kids are loitering around parks and getting up to no good. Well, maybe if we had a cinema or a few more decent shops, we'd stay out of trouble. Perhaps I should run for some sort of local government position. Oh, what am I talking about? I haven't got time for that. 8:27 PM, the attic at Marlow Towers. Slightly panicking. What if, by some miraculous twist of fate, I actually do manage to pull Nico tomorrow night? My outfit is seriously amazeballs. I think I might have a chance here. But I've never kissed anyone properly before, just the odd peck in a dare game. How on earth are you actually meant to do it? How do you know which way to tilt your head? What if you both tilt the same way? Now this is what they should be investigating on Newsround. 8:39 PM. OMG, also just realised my total lack of boobs is going to look awful. A halter neck top commands cleavage. What was I thinking? I'm a double A. 9:22 PM. Okay, I think I may have a solution. I found some stick-on bra thing in Mum's room. If I stuff that, then stick the bra over the top, it should create the desired effect. I'm sure she won't notice if I put it back after. It looks like it's been in there for years anyway. It'll be totally believable that the adhesive has dried up. Friday, 18th of June, 9:12 AM, Pace. This is the most pointless lesson, personal and citizenship education. Whoever decided to schedule this first period on a Friday morning should be trialled at The Hague. This week, we're learning about how laws are passed or something like that. Not a soul in this room is listening. Honestly, I don't know how I can be expected to concentrate when merely a few hours from now, I will practically be in a club with Nico. The plan is already in motion. Sarah told her mum she's sleeping at mine in the end, as Louise is being a total drip, as per, and not coming because she has to babysit her little sister. Maisie's not coming either, but to be honest, it really isn't her scene. Maisie's one of those girls that doesn't belong in this era. She looks like she should live in 1960s New York or something. She's too ethereal for a community centre DJ. Despite not being there for the initial conversation, come to think of it, where was she on Monday lunchtime? Danielle has also said that she'll come along, so there'll be four of us at least. Everyone's coming back to mine after school to get ready, and then Dad said he would drop us off and pick us up again. Not the coolest look, but hey, if it gets us in, I'm not going to complain. 5:27 PM, the attic at Marlow Towers. The night is in full swing. We've got a hair station, a makeup station, and a pizza area, which we're using in rotation. I found some Barry M Dazzle Dust eyeshadow that he got for Christmas, which I'm going to use. Honestly, he's not going to be able to miss me. Nikita helped me with the stuffing too, and so far it's holding up. Danielle decided to stuff with some tissue too, as she's also a bit lacking in the cleave department. Eek! Hurry up time!